I'm sure we've all had one, the crazy boyfriend or girlfriend that just wouldn't go away or get the hint after a breakup. They constantly call you, they show up at your job, you come home from work and they're magically on your couch, they try to set your hair on fire. Oh yeah, it gets real. Well, on today's show, we're talking about all of that. The bad breakups we've all had that no one wants to talk about in public. I'm your host, Danielle, and you're listening to The Eavesdrop, where we talk about life, love, and all things taboo on kpcradio.com. Today we have Maria Collazo, who has had her fair share of breakups. Maria is also a full-time student at Pierce College and a full-time mother to a two-year-old daughter. Hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for coming on today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. So, ready to talk some dirt.
Yes. Share the eavesdrop. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm pretty independent, and that's always been my problem in my relationships. The guys that I've dated happen to be just controlling and just kind of jealous after a while when they get to know me and see, like, oh, that I don't really need them. So I kind of date people, not really, I guess I date people that are not on my level, and that's always been my problem.
So what was the worst breakup that you've had?
The worst epic breakup, I would say, would be the last boyfriend before my baby daddy. So my last boyfriend, previous to him, before I even was thinking about having kids or before my daughter came along, his name was Angel. We won't say his last name. He was definitely not an angel. He was kind of like the son of Satan's spawn. He actually was really nice for the first 4 months that I started dating him. I actually knew him from school, but I never really spoken to him. And we kind of just one day walking. He lived like down the street from my house at the time. Just kind of like, you know, glanced at each other, started talking, and, you know, went from there. So he was really sweet, really nice for the first 4 months. After that, I started working, and he wasn't working at the time, so he had a lot of time to himself. And he started doing weird things, like following me at work, showing up at places that I would, like, during my lunchtime that, you know, I'm like, how did you even find out that I was at lunch? Just creepy things. And I would let him know, like, I don't appreciate that, I don't like that, and he seemed pretty understanding about it. But this one time, I tried to break up with him because I was fed up with him just being torturing me, trying to, like, ask me a bunch of questions where I was just trust issues when there was no reason for him not to trust me. I actually tried to break up with him, and everything just turned south. He literally ran after me, started socking the window out of my car, trying to break my window, and I almost ran him over on accident. So I told him, get off of my car before I call the cops. And he's like, no, please don't call the cops. His mom came out, everybody came out. They're like, oh my God, you know, leave her alone. So after that, I left him, you know, I stayed away from him for 3 weeks. He would literally knock on my door every day asking my mom, is your daughter there? I need to talk to her. And I would hide. I was so scared to even go out. I even started seeing signs. Every time I'd walk to the liquor store, there's like little like trees in the corner where he would like tag up his name plus my name in like red letters. He would put signs and you know, phrases like, your blood is in my hands. And he would still follow me at work to the point where I had to leave my job because I was like, this is not work. This is embarrassing. He kept showing up just starting drama. And I'm like, what are you doing here? And I used to work in Calabasas. Mind you, we were from Reseda. So he would literally take the time to drive all the way to Calabasas just to look for me and embarrass me in front of all these, you know, professional people. So a month went by, and I thought he already forgot about me and moved on. I was living my life, dating, doing what I wanted. Then he shows up at my church on a Sunday, and I was like, what is that him? And my friends were like, oh my God, what is he doing here? And he literally just glanced at me, winked, smiled, and ran right into a car. And the car luckily wasn't going so fast, but he on purpose got hit by the car, probably going at like 10, 15 miles per hour on a small street next to my church in front of everybody. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I started like saying a bunch of bad stuff. Like, you psycho, get away from me. I'm going to put a restraining order on you if you don't leave me alone. And he literally was limping and walking away back home. Like, he walked all the way home, I guess, limping. I just watched him. I was like, this guy is just, he has problems. I ended up having to do a restraining order on him. And then it wore off after, I think, the first time. it was only like a year. I had to do it again, but I kind of didn't want to worry about it after that because he did leave me alone for a couple months. Even though I would keep getting calls, private calls and hangups, I changed my number eventually. But yeah, he was just crazy. Out of the blue, I run into him again, and he's like, "Oh, hey, how are you doing?" And I just ignored him and I kept walking. And he's like, "Oh, I see how it is." And then his sister shows up out of nowhere trying to be my friend. And I was like, "Oh, I don't trust this. Like, you guys know that his history, he's crazy. Like, I don't want to be around him because he's tortured me." I had a dog that I used to walk outside all the time, a little puppy, little pit bull. And he literally, when I was sleeping, went through my kitchen window. I don't know how nobody saw him at my house. Stole my dog, took a bunch of my clothes just to force me to go talk to him. I went into his house. I broke into his window when he was sleeping, grabbed all my clothes, and he caught me trying to leave with the dog. And we got in through an altercation. I almost thought I was going to die because he was to the point where I almost was ready to escape. And he was just so, he really wanted to talk to me so bad. And I was so scared of him that he ended up going into his closet, grabbing a belt, tying it around his neck, and he's like, "I'm gonna kill myself right in front of you if you don't talk to me." And I was like, "Okay." I try to be nice because I was like, "Oh no, I don't want to see anything crazy," to calm him down. And he's like, "I don't believe you. You're just being nice to me because I'm doing crazy stuff." And I was like, "All right, well, now that we both understand you're crazy, I'm gonna leave then. I do whatever you want." And he literally like tried to, you know, do what he said he was gonna do. I ran home and his mom calls me, and they ended up calling the cops, and he ended up in a psych ward. And 3 months later, he's trying to get in contact with me. And I ignore him. Finally, I answer because he calls from somebody's number. And I'm like, "What do you want?" And he's like, "Oh, like, I don't want to bother you. I just wanted to tell you that I'm sorry for acting like this. I've gotten help. You know, I just want to be your friend." And I was like, "I appreciate your apology. I'll accept it, but I just don't want to be your friend. You have to understand because of the way that you are around me. I don't think you're going to change." And next thing you know, he had a girlfriend like 2 weeks later after that, after he got out of the psych ward, went back home, and he tried to kill himself again, according to one of my friends who knows that girl that he was dating. He tried to do the same thing to her. So obviously there's something wrong with him. Now that I look back, there's definitely something wrong with him. And I'm like, thank God that I tried to break it off when I did, and that I wasn't like in love with him, because if I would have stayed with him long enough, who knows what would have happened, you know? I probably would have ended up dead. But, no, well, no, I would have probably beat him up, but before I would have, you know, beat him up. I should have beat him up a little bit more before I left him. But, yeah, that's probably, like, top of the line crazy story that I have for a really bad breakup.
Yeah, I would say so.
And, yeah.
So, was he, like, bipolar? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, the crazy part about it is he didn't take any medication and he didn't do any drugs. There was no alcohol problems, nothing. I think he was just, like you said, bipolar. That's the only thing I can come up with. That or just crazy obsessed, because some people can literally get like that. You know, you can be normal and you just become obsessed with somebody because you've been lonely for so long or whatever the case may be. But yeah, and then he does it to another girl right after. So I was like, man, like, you really are going to end up somewhere not good. Like, for the rest of your life, you continue this.
How long were you guys together?
I was only with him for like 4 months. The whole time he was nice to me. And then after he started acting crazy, that's when I tried to break up with him. And I was like, dang, dude. Like, and you know what? He had a kid, too, really, really young. His baby mom, I think, was like maybe like 8, 9 years older than him. At the time, he was like maybe like we were like 14 or 15 when he had his son. But he never got to see his son. Like, he didn't ever, he had problems with the baby mama. So I kind of felt sorry for him, and I kind of understood. He probably has emotional issues from that. But I was like, damn, like, I can't always make excuses for him either and for his craziness. And I don't know. I guess that's why I can't really say anybody else after him has been bad, because he really has been the worst one, you know? So
yeah, like, okay, so you guys were only together for 4 months and he did
that, yeah,
all of that.
All of that. Broke my window. Didn't pay for it either. I got it fixed the next day because I had a friend that actually travels. That's his job. He travels and replaces, you know, windshields and things like that. So I was pretty fortunate to have the right people around. But I mean, just thinking about it, like, you shattered my window just because you wanted to talk to me that bad. Like, you could have just texted me, called me, or waited for me to calm down and for me to come around. But he just was controlling and like not understanding and just didn't want to give in. You know, if I'm the kind of person that I need to take my time to think and process, and he wouldn't let me. He wouldn't like allow me to process things. Whenever I was angry, I wasn't allowed to be angry because he was always upset that I was angry. And every minute he would kind of ask me like, are you over it? Are you over it? It's like, give me some time, give me some space. But he wouldn't want to because he would think crazy. Like, no, if I give you some space, you're going to forget about me and you're probably going to find somebody else. I'm like, bro, it's only been 24 hours. Like, you got some literally like abandonment issues or something. I don't know what was going on with that guy, but I'm glad I dodged a bullet.
Was that the longest relationship you've been in?
Or no. Even before him, my longest relationship was like 5 years with my high school sweetheart. We were together for a long time. But he, you know, we grew apart. We started doing our own thing. I was able to talk to him and be a friend and be like, you know, like, we're each other's first. We should probably like see other people and see how things go in life. And later on, you know, we'll know if we want to be together or not. And I mean, we still talk, we're still friends, but we just don't feel about, you know, the same about each other like we used to when we were younger. This is a young love. But yeah, no, I've had longer relationships than 4 months. That was probably the shortest one, and I'm glad it was.
Right. So, okay. So since it was only 4 months, were you in love with him?
No, I just liked him because it was one of those things where I was like bored. It was like summertime. I think like 4th of July. I needed something to do. You know, I was in high school. I was almost graduating. I just needed something to do. But I didn't realize how one person can really like try to mess up everything. You got to be careful who you let in. My mom taught me that. You got to be careful who you allow in your life and who you say yes to. I just said yes to him too quick because he was so persistent and he seemed so nice. And I was like, oh, he really likes me. I feel bad if I just tell him no and not give him a chance. But now that I think about it, I should have investigated him a little bit longer. And then I probably would have seen the signs early or try to piss him off on purpose to see how he is. That's how I test guys now. It's like, I'm going to get you mad after I meet you for, you know, I'm going to be nice. And then when I like you, I'm going to get you mad and see how you really are. And if I see that you can really handle me and still be understanding and have some compassion for me when I'm acting crazy, then I'll give you a chance. So, yeah.
So you guys were friends before. You didn't notice like any signs beforehand, like how he would act with his friends or like what they would talk about?
No, like we were friends, but we were like casual friends. Like we didn't really talk to each other. It was like just hi and bye or hey, how are you doing? Oh, how's your sister doing? How's your mom doing? Nothing too like we weren't really close friends. And I never really saw him around friends. I only really saw him around like one person all the time. So now that I think about it, he really didn't even have any friends. Probably because he's crazy.
Oh, that might have been like, do you think like that was why he was like so attached to you? Because he might not have had that many people in his life?
Yeah. That and because I was like the only person that used to laugh at his jokes, even though they weren't funny. Because I was like, just trying to make him happy. But yeah, now that I think about it, he was just awkward. And he needed to socialize a little more, maybe try to find himself. I don't know. Who knows where he's at, but good riddance.
Did you guys have mutual friends?
Yeah, probably like 3, but they were not really like close either with him. They're just people that we all know each other from school. We happen to have a class. You know, people you say what's up to, but...
But did you feel like some type of way, like, why didn't you warn me that this dude was crazy?
No. Well, to my friends, they kind of, I think one of my friends, actually my friend Iris, warned me. She told me that he dated a girl. She got him, they got pregnant. And ever since then, he just walks around looking depressed. But see, I didn't look at it in a bad way. I thought, oh, like, poor him. I kind of felt sorry for him. I didn't think like, oh, something's wrong with him. But she was the one that kind of gave me little hints, but she just wouldn't say it. And then when I started dating him, she's like, oh, you're dating him? Oh, okay. She never said anything good, but she never said anything negative. But yeah, afterwards, when I told her everything, she just laughed at me like, I told you so. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, you never told me anything, but okay.
Do you still think about him every now and then?
Not really. No. To be honest, no.
Not like,
that's not a fond memory. I wonder if he's
okay or...
No, I repress my memories when they're bad. When I've been traumatized, I have a delete button. Like, delete, you're gone off of my mind. Never will see you again. So if I ever see him in the street, I'll probably introduce myself, like, if I don't know him. Like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. What's your name? Oh, okay, that's cool. All right, have a good day.
Like, do you think you would be able to be calm with him? Like, or, like, you would be, like...
I'd rather intense. Be fake than avoid him because I know how crazy he is. If I try to avoid him, he'll probably start following me again, especially now that I have a daughter. Because the last time I checked with one of his friends, he was asking his friend to check if my daughter was his. And I was like, you are nuts, because I didn't talk to you for a whole year, and then I got pregnant. So if you do the math, if you even know math, you would realize that a child is born in 9 months, not 24 months. And yeah, in his mind, he was like wishful thinking that, oh, maybe I got her pregnant on accident, and oh, I have a chance to be with her. But I was like, hell no. I am good where I'm at. I have a different person that I've been with, and you are not the father, thank God. So yeah, that's the only thing that I worry about, like him coming around one day out of nowhere, and I have my daughter with me, and then he's probably like in his mind just like obsessed again, or who knows what.
Did he ever, like, try to trap you in the relationship? Because, you know, like, guys complain about women trying to trap them, but men do the same exact thing. Oh, like, they try to trap you into having a kid. Like, so did he?
Oh, him? Yeah. He used to talk about it all the time. And I used to tell him, before you even think about having kids, you need to worry about the one you have now and be in his life. I try to encourage him to go visit him, even though he had drama with the baby mama. Like, she wouldn't allow him to. Probably because he was crazy. But I didn't realize it at the time. Now that I think about it, that's probably the reason why she wouldn't allow her son to see him. But I still wish that maybe... I feel like that would be his cure. Him spending time with the son and focusing on his own life instead of trying to, like, worry about a girl pleasing him. But yeah, I think that was his way of trying to manipulate me and keep me trapped. Definitely. Because he would cry about it, too, when I used to be like, no, I'm not ready. That's not my thing. And, yeah, I was taking birth control at the time just to make sure, and I didn't tell him. Because, you know, he probably would have thrown it away or something. So, yeah, you can't trust nobody.
Men will complain about the same thing. Oh, she's trying to trap me. But it's like, guys do the same exact thing.
Guys are actually better at it. And then they'll make you feel guilty. Guys are smart, okay? Don't underestimate men. The ones that are crazy and obsessed, don't underestimate them. They will do whatever it takes to get you.
Yeah, and then I don't know, they think that women don't realize that they tried to do that. I don't know. So do you feel bad about how he took the breakup at all?
Not at all. That whole guilt trip thing, at first I felt bad. I was sad for like 24 to 48 hours, then I got over it. I was sad because, you know, it's sad to see something like that happen. It's like, it should be able to talk to somebody and for them to understand. You would think that another human being would appreciate you letting them know, like, I don't feel the same about you, this is not working out, let's not waste our time, but we can still be friends. Like, I didn't think I was rude to him or mean, or, you know, for him to feel betrayed or like, oh my gosh, she just, you know, like, she's just breaking up with me and she doesn't care about me. I actually talked to him in a nice way and I offered him my friendship, but he kind of just freaked out, and after that he flipped. So yeah, I don't feel bad at all. I feel like he needed somebody in his life. He was going to walk into the right person eventually, and that was me, like, to teach him a lesson that you don't go around doing that to women. It's like, you come on, you got yourself hurt on purpose to try to prove what point. And you made yourself look like crazy in front of people. I mean, you made yourself get hit by a car, and you almost got beat up by the guy that was driving because he was like, what the heck are you doing? Why would you do that? You know, just throw yourself in front of a car. So, yeah, definitely not. I don't regret any of it. I regret probably staying in, like, being around him longer than what I should have. When I kind of already knew he was a little weird after, like, the first 2 weeks that I was dating him. But I was giving him a chance.
So, in like, when you broke up with him, you kind of felt like you were doing a good thing by not cheating on him, like, letting him know.
Right.
It's not working out.
Yeah, like, I thought I was doing him the favor. I would appreciate if somebody doesn't like me to let me know. Be straight up. I'll get over it. You know?
Yeah.
Instead of just cheating on me and then like, oh, I was trying to tell you, but you're a hard person to speak to. Like, no. Like, I'd rather you tell me, let me know what's up, and then I'll get over it on my own time, you know? But
so yeah. After you guys broke up, did you feel like a sense of relief? Like, did you feel happier and freer? Or
I was happy about the breakup, but I was still scared. So I kind of was paranoid for a while. Actually, I was paranoid for like the next couple months. I was living scared to do anything, but my mom helped me through it. She was the one that would encourage me and let me know, you know, God protects you. Don't worry. Nothing bad's going to happen to you. You already know anything happens, we'll call the cops. You let us know. So I felt pretty all right.
So how long, like, did it take you to get into your next relationship? Did it take you a while?
After? Yeah, it took me like a whole year. I was single. I kind of just, I dated here and there, but it wasn't anything serious. I didn't really want to worry about dating. I just wanted to focus on myself, you know, getting through school, work, things like that.
How did your family feel about it?
About the crazy one?
Yeah, about the break.
They were happy. They were like, man, get your butt back in your house where you need to be at. Stop dating these crazy, crazy guys. Where do you find them at?
So you and your baby's father, are you guys still together?
We're like the restaurant in and out. We'd be in, everything's cool, and then we'd be out, everything's bad. But it's not as bad as the last one, so that's why I guess I stick around. Because I have something to compare him to. It's just I'm trying to give him hard, tough love right now for him to grow up.
Yeah, you're trying to give
my baby daddy some like tough love. Like, he needs to grow up. He needs to be more ambitious. I can't be surpassing him, and he's just sitting back doing nothing and falling behind on everything. Because then we're not gonna grow together. I'm gonna end up growing apart from him. Like, I'm trying to do better things with myself, and that's what I've been doing. And he's just sitting around waiting for everything to fall out the sky. So I feel like me enabling him is not going to do anything but probably turn him into a lazy person. And it's like, we have a kid together. You better get up and do something. If you're not working, you need to be in school. So now he's starting to consider. But to me, consideration is not enough. When I see things changing, then I'll change my mind about him. But as far as us being together right now, I'm like on the borderline. You know, I'm with him because I love him. We have a kid together. We have a child to raise. He does spend time with her, which is important. But other things that he needs to work on, I'm trying to give him his own space so he can, like, do him.
So, what advice would you give those that are going through the same situation or going through a bad breakup right now? What would you tell them?
Definitely always focus on yourself. Don't lose yourself. If you focus on yourself and continue doing what you want to do, no matter what's going on, no matter, you know, don't lose yourself in a relationship, then, yeah, expect that breakups are going to happen. But at the end of the day, at least you still have the things that you've been doing in front of you. Don't let another person ruin what you have going. Make sure that you stay strong. And if somebody really does love you, they will support you in whatever you want to do. They're not going to try to, like, you know, pull you down with them, but they're actually going to help you grow. So when you see yourself doing better around somebody, that's the person for you.
Do you feel like a lot of times in your relationships, like, they haven't really supported your growth, or?
No, that's why I say I'm independent. They forced me to be independent. I kind of wasn't like that before, but I kind of, being around certain relationships, I just realized you can't, you kind of have to do everything on your own, or else you're not going to get anywhere. So, yeah.
Do you think, like, the bad breakups turned you into, like, a savage? Like, cold-hearted?
Straight up savage. Not cold-hearted. Not cold-hearted. I mean, I balance it out because I have my daughter. If it wasn't for her, I probably would be cold-hearted. But, yeah, I guess I'm a stronger person. I believe that now I know how to get things on my own. I don't really need anybody. And if I do, my first thought would be always somebody that I can trust, like my mother. I don't trust the guy I'm dating. That's not, you know, unless I have, like, a ring on it, then, okay, I have respect for you. But if we're dating, or even if we have a kid, but I still see that you're not helping me out in certain things, then no. Like, I'm still going to, in my mind, I'm single. In my mind, I'm still doing me, and I'm going to focus on me and my daughter and let the other person do what they do, because I don't have time to be taking care of another person either. You know, that doesn't help me out. So, yeah, like, you got to be strong. That's just the only advice I can give people is just be strong, focus on yourself. Don't worry about what anybody's going to say or think, because at the end of the day, you're the one that has to do what you have to do every day.
Okay, well, thank you, Maria, for coming on the show. Thank you for listening to The Eavesdrop. I hope you tune in next week and have a drama-free Thursday.